on cracking the bodybuilding code. I'm sorry, but this is going to sound a little bit harsh. It should be harsh. Bodybuilding is fitness, and fitness is all about extending your life. Get serious. Bodybuilding is an endurance sport. You earn your endurance and then stay on the edge. It couldn't be simpler, and people couldn't care less. People would rather spend years on a plateau or just flexing their muscles and getting nowhere than doing it right. Because doing it right requires a little bit of forethought, and it sure looks funny. To make things worse, some bodybuilders say,
"You can't do what I do."
Others build their muscles the long way, across multiple decades, and there is nothing that they have to explain. It took so long, all they can say is show up every day and abandon all hope. But bodybuilding can happen fast if you eat enough calories that contain the right nutrients and then stay on the edge with your endurance exercise, high volume, multi-hour. Models are useful, but even a good model can't feed you right. And given that nobody listens, that you should eat trail mix with a sprinkle of protein powder will absolutely fall on deaf ears. I'll mention one model here. Two horses in a stable. One horse does the equivalent of sets and reps we all see at the gym. The other trots for an hour or two every day, weighted down, but not so much that it must stop during his exercise, and never less than the maximum that it can carry for the duration. Both horses work out 5 days a week. They get electrolytes and proteins in their feed. Which horse will grow muscle faster? The one that takes a few steps and is so weighted down that it must stop for 5 minutes? Or the daring one that just ever so barely makes it through a full non-stop hour of lifting? This is very similar to jogging or cross-country running. But unlike running, each time the horse gets good, it receives more weight. That forethought is all about building up endurance to first run the full distance for an hour and worry about adding weights later. No endurance, no adaptation. This is exactly what joggers do. They don't call it jogging until they don't need to stop during their exercise to suck air. But again, unlike joggers, a bodybuilder then adds 5 pounds extra weight in perhaps 2.5 increments. And if they make it no problem, then they go for 7.5 pounds. They are seeking the edge where they ever so barely make it without stopping. Jogging is a really good example because you can use an interval timer to precisely eliminate rest gaps, and rest is seen as failure. Joggers really do celebrate when they manage to extend their endurance so far that they don't need to stop. It's a beautiful thing and such a marvelous wisdom. But as bodybuilding is concerned, you need dumbbells and you need to do more than just to hang on to them. To be precise, 3 complementary exercises are required. dumbbell lateral raise, standing dumbbell curls, and overhead shoulder press, and some slight variations. And even now, after the note on endurance, trail mix, interval timers, and the three very precise exercises, it is still not enough to do it right. Even now. Because you need to enter a dance trance. And no, this is not some woo-woo jazz. You enter a trance when you're driving in your car all the time. It's actually quite frightening that all the streets are filled with brainless motorists. But as a bodybuilder, that is exactly what you need. Because you don't get distracted with your thoughts as much. To enter a dance trance, you synchronize your motion with the beats of a song. You both move your feet in a dance-like motion and lift to every beat. Without this, you will fail. There is no lifting anything without the beats of songs. You can't lift non-stop for an hour or four without music lulling you into that brainless state. And if you have difficulty focusing here, you will need puzzles. And I recommend learning programming and solving problems there. You may also need to consider a weight vest and a leg weight. And if your gym has dumbbells that are spaced 5 pounds apart, then that's too much. You will absolutely need wrist weights at 2.5 pounds to cut that space in half. You will never be able to go from lifting 20 to 25. You will have to stop way too much. But you can go to 22.5 and then, a few months later, get to 25 rather easily. Finally, you have to avoid hollow advice. Don't just do what others are doing. You have to learn to build your own system, effective layer that provides results by effective layer that provides results. If a layer like sets and reps does not work as quick as you would hope, then you check to see if perhaps high-volume, multi-hour exercise works. If you can't go to a higher weight, then go from 2.5 pound wrist weights to 1 pound wrist weights. If your music feels too slow, if you think you can move faster, yeah, you need faster music. You need to precisely measure the speed of the beats and find songs that are faster or use software to speed up your songs. You have to be constantly micromanaging your workout, always trying to turn the knobs up. And sometimes, as the case is with fast music and heavy weight, you have to turn the knob down. You will need to slow down your music so that you can comfortably lift heavier weights. Whatever you do, never do the same thing and expect different results.